This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line.
We are talking local on Party Line. Weekdays, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Hello there, I'm Kevin Keith. Join me for the latest going on in Frankfort and Clinton County. We also give you our take on national topics and discussions. Plus, join us for the encore presentation every weekday at 5 p.m. And for you late-nighters, we do it again at 12 midnight. Plus, we archive each show for you to listen to when you want at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. On top of that, we have local news, including upcoming events and the top stories brought to you by Ken Hartman and Cindy Loveless in the WILO News Department. Plus, hourly updates at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com from the WILO News staff. You never know who will be joining me in the studio, but I guarantee you it's going to be entertaining. Why don't you join us? Weekdays at 8:30 till 9:30 a.m. From the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, we're WILO.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I've got two very special guests in the studio today, and something I think we're going to learn an awful lot about. We've got Suzanne Spicer, and we have Rita Stout. We're going to be talking about the Ataxia Foundation. And the first question out of everybody's mouth is, what exactly is ataxia? So we'll start with that one, and then we'll just go ahead and go from there. So whichever one of you want to tackle it, go ahead.
Ataxia is a neurologic disease. It is not contagious. It affects the cerebellum of the brain, and initially what you will experience is perhaps some episodes of loss of balance. Eventually it affects your legs and your walking and your motor skills and your mouth and your swallowing and your eating, everything the cerebellum of your brain affects. It can be fatal. It may last so long that you will die of something else in the meantime, but not many people know about it, and it's an orphan disease, which means we get no funding from pharmaceutical companies to discover methods of treating it. There's no treatment, there's no cure, and it's progressive. The best thing to do is find out if you have it and take care of yourself.
But it is a very debilitating disease, correct?
Yes, very debilitating. It will, in time, put you flat out in bed with no ability to eat, talk, swallow, breathe, move anything. That's not nice.
That doesn't even sound nice.
No.
So you and I, and we were both of us, for all of us, were talking last week. This is kind of a combination, I take it, of ALS and MS at the same time, correct?
Yes, yes.
So how do you, and you have a little bit of this, don't you?
Yes.
How do you best handle the situation? You're getting around pretty well now, and you can still, you know, we still understand and sound and everything pretty good. But how do you handle things knowing what's eventually coming down the pipe for your situation?
That's hard to say. It depends on the day. But I had to quit working because I was no longer able to drive back and forth to work. I need counseling. I was no longer able to read the contracts. I slur my words. I stagger. I've been stopped by several policemen saying, "I don't think you should drink anymore, ma'am."
And it's not that at all.
I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have seen cases, even in the office where I work, where somebody answered the phone and hung up on a client two or three times and walked over and said, "What's the problem?" And she said, "He's drunk." "No, he wasn't drunk. What's his name?" "No, he has a neurologic disease. He slurs his words." And too many people think when somebody's staggering and they're slurring their words, it's their fault. Leave them alone. And it isn't. Mm-hmm. Okay? They need your help.
Okay. Suzanne, I know, and when you and I, when you called me last week and we got decided to go ahead and do this, you guys are out the fair trying to raise some funds for this. How did all that go?
Actually, I donated $200 last week to the National Ataxia Foundation. That is the major organization that funds the research for the development of pharmaceuticals or treatment for ataxia. They had what was called the Summer Match Challenge. It was from, I think, the 1st of June through last Monday, and they were trying to raise $100,000, and then a family was going to match it, and they actually raised the $100,000. So they got $200,000, for research money.
But there really is, it's very difficult to raise funds for this, isn't it? Because, is it basically, you think, because people don't know?
I think it is, yes. I think it's because of that, and these days, my mom keeps telling me people are raising money for so many different things, and a lot of people are skeptical because they don't know if you're actually going to take their money and use it for your self-pleasure or if you're actually going to use it for what you're saying you're going to use it for.
How frustrating is it from your standpoint, and I'll get to Rita here in a second, but how frustrating is it for you knowing that that's a possibility when you're out there trying to raise funds? How do you go ahead and handle that kind of situation?
It hurts because, you know, like she said, that there's children that are actually laying in bed with this that aren't enjoying their childhood. And it hurts me just to think that somebody would think I would try to pocket their money for my self-gain. And, of course, I didn't do that. And, you know, I have all kinds of donation receipts that I could show people what I've donated.
Mm-hmm. Rita, how frustrating is it for you to know that sometimes people think that, and also the fact that there's no cure as of yet?
There's no cure because there's not enough research. Ataxia is considered an orphan disease, so we get no money from any foundations, from any government. The National Ataxia Foundation just coordinates the donations. Mm-hmm. But all the money has to be raised by the people who are afflicted with this disease, which makes it doubly hard. Susie Ann has worked out a great deal where she sends every single donation into the National Ataxia Foundation with the name and the address of the person who donated it. And I was surprised last week I got two personal letters from the National Ataxia Foundation thanking me for my donation. So in time, that's the way they're working it. It's hard to raise the money, but I have, at this point, I have a granddaughter who, this is genetic, and it can be passed on. Unfortunately, it can be passed on through a member of the family who exhibits no symptoms, and they could pass it on to their children. His daughter is 8 years old. She cannot walk, and she cannot talk. Mm-hmm. So it is frustrating trying to find the money for research.
And also the fact is that this is a disease that can attack any age at any time. It's not, you know, it's not an older person's disease. It's not a younger person's disease. It's everybody's age, and you can be done at any time, correct?
You could be born. Everybody who has it is born with the genetic mutation. But there is no idea of when that mutation will activate. It could be when you're older. It could be when you're born. There is no understanding of how this works.
Mm-hmm. I've got the flyer here that, you know, that you guys gave me last week, and we were talking about the fact that many of the symptoms of ataxia can mimic those of being drunk, slurred speech, stumbling, falling, and incoordination. But, you know, to me that seems a little bit on the cruel side, for the standpoint that everybody thinks that you will be something else, and you're really not. You're not doing it at all. You're not drunk, but that's how everything kind of comes off.
I had a woman that asked me to make a T-shirt because I do T-shirts in order to raise money and awareness for the Ataxia Foundation. She wanted me to have a T-shirt made for her mom that says, "I'm not drunk. I have ataxia." And so she posted it on Facebook in the National Ataxia Foundation group. And since then, I've received another order for the same shirt.
Mm-hmm. Where is the closest group that deals with ataxia here in this area? Is it in Lafayette or is it someplace else?
We meet usually at Rita's house. Rita had her ceiling fell down from her upstairs into their kitchen. So they redid their kitchen and their living room. So we met last month at the Lafayette Public Library. But usually we meet in Rita's house, and she lives in Romney.
Okay.
There are support groups all over the country. I cannot believe how many people have this. And because it's genetic, we are spreading it through our families. When somebody gets divorced and they get remarried, they're passing the gene on to another family. It's just devastating to think about how this is going to spread and how it is going to affect the entire world. People have this in every country of the world.
Mm-hmm. How many people, I'm just going to, you know, either one of you can answer this that you want. How many people would you estimate have ataxia, may or may not know it?
I have no idea. You don't know until somebody goes to a doctor and the neurologist thinks to do an MRI of your brain, and that's when they see the cerebellum degenerating. But the cerebellum is what it's affected when you're drunk, too. So that's why it mimics the symptoms. But a lot of people don't want to know. I have kids that say, "I don't want the genetic test. I don't want to know that it's coming." So it's a catch-22. You don't want to know, but you want to know.
Did they give you a reason why they didn't want to know?
Yeah, because they're doing fine now. And it's like getting a genetic test that says you may get cancer later on. You may not.
Mm-hmm.
So why panic? And these people don't want to know.
Okay.
Now, my middle son found out because his daughter had it. They wanted to know where it came from, so they tested him. And that's when they found out it came through him. But my family, I have two sisters and a brother, a cousin, and a grandchild who have it.
What would you tell people who have ataxia? How do you tell them to try to live their lives and move forward? You know, you're saying you may get this, but also you may not. So how do you tell them to move forward? You know, as you said, the panic sets in. And then also, but where do you go from there?
Just live your life one day at a time.
How easy is that, though?
It's a philosophy. You have your good days and you have your bad days. The good days is like, I can do anything I want. Within limits.
Mm-hmm.
On your bad days, it's like, I just don't want to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Suzanne Spicer and Rita Stout. We're talking about ataxia, and it's a disease we don't know that much about. It's been around, I take it, for a long time. I have the feeling. You know about how long it's been around?
I have no idea.
They unraveled the DNA in 1979. So all of this is since that. Prior to that time, they didn't understand DNA. They didn't understand stem cells. They didn't understand any of this. So it's just since that time that this is just a budding new disease that they've discovered.
So this is going to sound rather crude, and I don't mean it to come out this way, but I don't know any other way to put this. Do you kind of feel like you might become, if you're trying to figure out how to handle this disease, do you feel like you're going to become a vegetable, or not a vegetable, but a guinea pig, to kind of see what will and won't work?
I would really like to become a guinea pig. I have volunteered to be a research subject because anything is better than what's happening right now.
And a lot of people are participating in the clinical trials, but with me, I don't have the cerebellum is not shrinking, which obviously that is a good thing. Mine, they say, is more a symptom of, you know, the balance and things, but we don't know for sure what type I have.
Now, when they say symptom, what's the difference between symptom and actually having the disease?
Like she said, this shrinkage of the cerebellum.
Okay.
And they can put a number behind this cerebellum. What? How do you say it? Spinal cerebellar ataxia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't have that. I have ataxia. My genetic testing said I had a POLG mutation with ataxia, but no muscle involvement. So that's even more rare.
So
a lot of people don't have muscle involvement. They have what comes to the cerebellum is nerve impulses. And it's weak nerve impulses that should be controlling the muscles and the joints. So you really, it's kind of like having a short electrical line. Sometimes you take a step forward and you go to step forward with the other foot, but that foot goes backwards. And a lot of times my husband will say to me, forward, Rita, forward. We laugh about it. We joke about it. You know, if you accept it. But the other thing you have to remember is a lot of people are afraid to be tested because they're afraid of the impact on their life insurance and their medical insurance, okay? Your life insurance asks you questions. They are not allowed to ask you if you have a genetic mutation. They're not allowed to ask you anything about genes. And with the medical coverage we have now, they are not allowed to penalize you for pre-existing conditions. So go to your doctor. If you think this might be a problem, ask him to give you an MRI and check for cerebellar ataxia.
Now, how long have you had this?
Well, obviously, I've had the defective gene all my life. I was, well, I figured a clumsy child, but it never really started to affect. Well, I could never seem to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, that's the clumsy child syndrome. I could never ice skate. They were things that involved balance. I never seemed to be able to do. But again, I thought I was just a clumsy child.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, your friends react to that as well.
Right.
And then when I got to the point where I was walking into walls, my boss said to me, "Rita, this is not a good thing. You need to see your doctor." So I saw the doctor, and he put me in a wheelchair, and then I was running my wheelchair into walls. And she said, "Rita, I thought with the wheelchair you'd be better." And I said, "You know what? My coordination is still bad." But eventually, the other thing you get is intense exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits you all of a sudden. You'll be doing something, and then all of a sudden, a minute later, you are so tired, you feel like you've just hit the wall, and all you could do is lay down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I went on long-term disability from Frito-Lay. I would go off work a couple times a year for maybe 4 weeks sometimes because I would just get extreme exhaustion. I would tell people it was like a Mack truck hit me, and the doctors kept saying that it was depression. I'm going, this is not depression. There's something really wrong with me. And I had numerous falls in there, too. And so every time I would go and I would report my falls, and they would say, "What could you have done to prevent this?" Little did I know that I actually had something wrong with me neurologically.
Right. Okay, when did the doctor tell you that you had this officially?
Oh, probably when I was about 50. I had been probably to 4 or 5 neurologists who were not able to identify it. And then I was going to one neurologist, and I said to him, do you think we got a second opinion? And he said, you know, there was a doctor in here talking to us about something. I'm going to send you to her. And she was in Indianapolis. I took my MRI with me, and she looked at it. She said, what are you here for? And I said, your diagnosis. And she said, this doesn't make any sense. Here's the diagnosis right here. Part of your cerebellum is missing. Mm-hmm. So doctors don't recognize this yet.
Because they're not aware enough of it yet to know what they're trying to treat, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Suzanne, when were you diagnosed?
I was finally diagnosed in January of 2015. I went to see a chiropractor of neurology, and he said that I become attack sick, is how he said it. So that was the first time I'd ever heard the word ataxic, ataxia, and I went home and researched it, and exactly what he was saying, the stumbling, the fatigue, all that sort of, those symptoms mimicked exactly what I was going through.
Now, are there any medicines that you guys are aware of that can help slow this down a little bit, or there's just, you just have to roll with the flow, basically?
Nothing. I told my doctor the last time I went in, I said, I don't think I'm getting worse. I think I'm saying the same. And he said, no, that's not true. This disease progresses constantly. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You may not be seeing the effects of the progression right now, but something inside is progressing.
So in other words, it's constantly making you more debilitating. The problem is it just does it in different types of layers and levels that nobody is quite aware of. And it affects everybody differently. No two people are the same in this,
two
correct?
Two people in the same family with the same genetic defect can have different onset times and different symptoms. Mine now is beginning to affect my vision and my hearing, mm-hmm. and my voice, as you could tell.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, as you were saying, also a family, it'll affect them at different point. It'll affect them at different times. And once they have the gene in the family, they're basically not in good shape for the rest of their lives.
Right. And every person who has the gene has a 50-50 chance of passing it on to each child. So each child has a 50-50 chance of getting it.
Okay. All right. What are you guys hoping for me? How close are we to a cure, do you think? Or are we even remotely close? Or?
I don't think we'll see it in our lifetime. But I'm hopeful, but I don't. I mean, once the cerebellum is already shrinking, I don't know what they could do. But they might be a cerebellum transplant someday.
Well, that would be interesting. It'd be
like, you know?
Yeah,
like
well,
a brain transplant.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what it is to a certain extent.
But as far as, like with me, I don't have the cerebellum issue, but my walking is definitely getting worse. I stumble more. The fatigue. I have my moments, like she said. Some days the fatigue is fine, and some days you just really don't want to move.
Okay. How is the best way for people to help you guys? How's the best way for them to donate or for you guys to get your word out? How's the best way for you to do that?
Ataxia.org.
Okay.
I love that website. It provides so much information. They can go right there to donate. I suggest everyone that hears this to look up that website.
It also has ataxia fact sheets, and you could read each one. It gives individual symptoms because it isn't just one gene. It's many that are affected. And I think the gene manipulation is going to be the cure. Right now, for Friedreich's ataxia, one researcher told me that if you're pregnant and you catch the pregnancy before it develops into 4 cells, they can remove the egg, take out the mutated gene, put it back at the mother because it is so early in the pregnancy, there's no disturbances, and the child will be born without Friedreich's ataxia. That's a very expensive procedure right now, but Friedreich's ataxia will kill your child by the time they're 4, 5, or 10 years old. So it's worth it for that particular thing.
Okay. We need to wrap this up here in about a minute. What do you want to tell people?
I want to say thank you to everyone that stopped by the booth at the fair last week. It was so nice to actually be able to talk to people about this. I appreciate the Clinton County Fair Council for providing me a space at the fair to have awareness, have fundraising, anything they can do in this community will help us.
Okay.
Just spread the word.
All right. Rita, what do you want to say?
Just spread the word, as she said. Donations at ataxia.org, ATAXIA, a good scrabble word, too.
Yeah, it would be.
Ataxia.org, O-R-G. They can make donations there if they wish to volunteer their time. They could contact either one of us here at the radio station or our private homes. We would love to have an organization. It doesn't have to be comprised of people who are affected because most of us aren't really good. but we would love to help people help us.
Okay. Suzanne Spicer, Rita Stout, thank you very much. I hope this has been as informative for everybody as it has been for me. I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. Best of luck to you. Anything we could do down the line, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
All right. It's been great. It's going to wrap it up for the show today. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.